You're listening to SarasotaDog.com, audio edition, The Daily Bone.
Welcome to Sarasota Dog, audio edition. And today we're going to be talking with Julia Szabo. She's written a new book called Pretty Pet Friendly. Julia's been working in the pet world for a long time. She's been published in the New York Times Magazine, Country Living, and the New York Post. So, Julia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us. I'm a big fan of your books. I've seen Animal House Style, and now Pretty Pet Friendly is the new book. And, wow, it's chock full of tips and ideas of how to live more comfortably with your pets. And I think that's really important now. There are so many folks with pets in apartments, in homes, and making it better for all of us is great. How did you really come to the idea of doing this particular book, Julia?
Well, my whole career is dedicated to sort of the flip side of what you just described. Sure, there are lots of people with lots of pets, but there are also, very sadly, millions and millions of pets that are still in animal shelters, you know, with no one to call their own and no home to have. And so the reason I do the work I do, which is to sort of show people that it's really easy if they just tweak their viewpoint, you know, it's really easy to make your home pet friendly. And it's not expensive. And once you do this, you not only have made it pet friendly, but you've actually made it more welcoming to your human guests, your family, kids. Even if you don't have kids, you know, your friends who have kids will all feel very comfortable coming over and hanging out.
Right, right. I know one of the little pieces that you talked about in the book was walking by a curbside, and I think there was a white wicker table outside, and you mentioned something that it had a sign on it that said something like, "If you can just paint me, I'm beautiful." And
yeah, it was actually not wicker, it was metal.
Okay.
It was metal, but yes, it said, "Paint me and I'm beautiful and useful." And and if you sort of tweak that a little bit and say, you know, maybe give me a bath, you know, that's what a pet is saying, you know. And I really feel strongly that with just the unbelievable amount of overpopulation of pets that we have in this country, anything that kind of encourages people to have this bond is very valuable, because, you know, more and more we're seeing all sorts of evidence from the scientific and medical front that shows that if you walk every day, you'll live longer. You could even live to 100. Even the briefest contact with a pet will lower your blood pressure and just calm you down, and that, of course, goes a long way to living a full and happy life, and a long one, too.
Right.
So
it's
in our interest.
Just getting out, just having a dog, even if you just walk around the block a couple of times, you'll meet people, and you'll see sunshine, and it'll change your outlook, I think, is one
That's
way to
right.
look at
it's,
it.
It's like mental and physical fitness is what it is, and there's no one better to do it with than an animal, a dog. You know, a dog is always eager to go out, and, you know, for people who are more homebodies and more sedentary, a cat is also a great companion, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just get out there and get yourself a companion in many ways. They're much more reliable than some people.
Exactly.
Already
well,
say
one
that.
Of the... One of the really cool tips in your book is sort of dealing with the inevitable accident. These things will happen. And rather than running out and buying something in an aerosol can to deal with a pet spill or accident, you recommend using an essential oil to help. And was that peppermint, or which one do you recommend?
No. Well, first of all, there's a couple of points here. The essential oils that I recommend are lavender, and those are for cleaning. You know, lavender is wonderful because not only does it smell delicious, and pretty much everyone agrees that it smells good. I've never really met anyone who doesn't like it. But it's also you know, antibacterial. So it really cleans, and just a few drops mixed with some hot water is great to clean the floor or any surface that needs a good cleaning. I also put a couple of drops of the stuff on my air conditioner filter after I clean it, you know, in
right.
the season. And that way, really nice, pleasant-smelling gusts of air come out of it. In terms of stain removal, there is there's a product called Get Serious, which is really amazing because it actually extracts, you know, everything from urine stains to much worse. So even if they've set in for months or years, so that's that. The essential oils won't work there, but
right.
Using the two in tandem, you'll have a really nice home atmosphere because you'll be extracting unpleasant odors and adding in very pleasant ones that are natural and not chemical.
Gotcha. And where do we get Serious, do you think? Is
you
that an online?
You can get that online. Yeah, it's www.getseriousproducts.net. So,
okay.
That's easy to
remember that.
And it really is great, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about flooring. Here in Florida, Julia, you know, tile is sort of rampant. It's probably the flooring of choice, which is a good thing, I think, for
yes,
cleaning.
Very
are there
much so.
Any other flooring types that you recommend?
Well, the thing is that tile is wonderful. It's very super easy to clean, and especially if you have dogs that have long coats or they get hot, it's very cooling for them. However, another thing to look at is modular carpet tile. Because what you can do there, let's say you have a senior pet, all right, with arthritis, tiles can be really hard on the senior pet because they're losing their footing and their balance and they're afraid of slipping and hurting themselves. So, and they can get very seriously hurt. And you might notice maybe in the kitchen your senior pet having trouble bending down to eat because she's sort of losing her grip on the tile. So
yeah.
The modular carpet tile, what's nice about that is you can put a few of them down, and they have a low adhesive backing. It's almost like a post-it note. So you can set some down to help your pets out or to sort of demarcate areas in the home. There's a photo I have in my book of a little bunny rabbit in someone's home, and they use the modular carpet tile to create a little runway for the bunny so that's where he would hang out, and he wouldn't hang out on the wood floor, which is, of course, another very common flooring option, and he wouldn't chew the wood floor because bunnies chew wood. So you can use modular carpet tile. It's very inexpensive. It's something like $6.99 per tile and up. It's usually recycled. It's a great product, and you can kind of move around wherever the need arises.
Right.
Another great flooring option is bamboo because it's, you know, it's quite sustainable and it stays cool and it looks really pretty. So so those would be the prettiest and pet-friendliest options.
And how about the backing, the adhesive? Is that easily removed once you've taken the tile up, or how do you deal with that?
Yes. They really are like post-it notes for the floor. It's a low-tack adhesive, so
mm-hmm.
it holds to the floor, but it won't pick up anything like, you know, it won't actually lift up a varnish or get stuck, you know. I can't say enough good about this product. It's called Floor, F-L-O-R, sort of like the first syllable of
uh-huh.
Florida.
Right.
It's perfect
right.
for Florida, right?
Right.
But, yeah, the thing, now those are the do's in a pet residence, but the don'ts, of course, are, or the big don't, is wall-to-wall carpeting. You don't want wall-to-wall carpeting because it's really difficult to clean, and the great thing about the modular carpet is that, you know, if one of the tiles gets really wrecked and you can't remove the stain, you just toss it out or maybe use it on the floor of the car, for instance, or use it in the garage, and you replace it with a new one and you haven't broken the bank.
Right, which is
so
kind of key
important.
Because you never know what's going to happen. So,
exactly.
So tell me, any other sort of parting tips that you'd like to share with us?
Well, for sure, you want to be sure that the fabrics in your home are you know, conducive to an easy, washable life. And,
right.
You know, you don't want to use really precious textiles. You don't want anything with kind of a loose, open weave, as beautiful as, you know, the shelter magazines are with, like, sort of boucle wool sort of things. Those aren't really going to work because your pet's claws, whether it's a cat or a dog, are going to get stuck in that and snag them, even if they don't mean to. So you want microfibers like micro suede. Micro suede is fabulous because it's, like, millions and zillions of literally microscopic fibers squished together. So there's no
right.
weave, per se, and the pet hairs actually stay on the surface, so it's easier to vacuum them. You know, if you've ever lint rollered your sweater and you lift it up, you'll see that all the hairs went through to the bottom, to the other side, because that's
right.
how that works. But with microfiber, they all stay on the surface. And, you know, they resist odors and stains. My favorite, of course, is Krypton, which is CRYPTON. And they make a really fabulous line of pet-friendly fabrics, some of them designed by the famous artist photographer William Wegman. So yeah, that's an important one. And you can even get a dog bed made of this stuff. And you know what? If something goes splat on it, you just put it in the washing machine, and it comes out as good as new, so it's fabulous.
Right. I think you even mentioned, is it Matt Lassay, the bedspreads?
Yeah, Matt Lassay bedspreads are great for your bed because they're very decorative, but the tight long and quite durable. So if you're like me and you like to sleep or let your dog sleep with you, and they pounce, in that action of a 50-pound dog pouncing up onto the bed, you want to protect your mattress and your sheets so that there's not going to be
person.
A big rip in the sheets, exactly. And the Matt Lassay is really good. Again, they're really easy to find everywhere from, you know, Pottery Barn, Chambers, all of those places, Garnet Hill.
Mellor Design.
They all have
yeah.
different ones. Yeah, different stitching patterns and stuff. And it's sort of like the modern machine-made version of quilting. And so it's quite charming but quite useful.
And Julia, you have a few. Did you tell me you have six dogs?
I did at one point have six dogs. We're all getting older, so I'm down to four dogs now and
okay.
six cats.
Four dogs and six so. Cats. Okay.
Yes, all rescued. All rescued from animal shelters, which I really
awesome.
Believe in,
because
they are what really gives life to my home, and they're what give meaning to my life. So. I encourage everyone to, you know, you don't have to have four or six, but just one or two, and you'll see the difference, and your home will be that much more beautiful for the presence of those pets.
Absolutely. Well, Julia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
I appreciate
you again
your
for
time
having.
And this wealth of information. So everyone needs to run out to Barnes & Noble and pick up a copy of Pretty Pet Friendly.
Thank you.
Thank you.